All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. One of the things I'd like to do is, you know, like remember to record the fucking audio for the goddamn. Anyway, welcome back to the live thing. I took 2 mental health days. I don't know what good it did. I just had a lot of shit that I had to clear out. I had a lot of, you know, one of the things is that I finally got all that curated Miami stuff. So that stuff's going to be, we're going to start uploading it on Monday, okay? All the Miami stuff that hasn't been curated, hasn't been listened to, is being uploaded beginning Monday. And I don't know when it'll be completed, but I'll let you know. But we'll be doing it steadily, okay? It won't be like 2 hours then, believe me, because I'm just as sick of the whole falderall as you are. And I made vegetarian chili total for a pot, you know, about like that. Total calorie content was 1,200 calories, 1,300. And when I say that, I mean, this is something, you know, I give myself 2,000 calories a day. So that's like one half the day's calories. If I want to sit and eat the whole goddamn thing, generally you can't, you know, eat like half of it. But I made it out of some roadkill out here. I'm joking. I made it out of pinto beans, some broccoli rice. I don't know if you've seen this. You can get it at Trader Joe's, places like that. It's broccoli and cauliflower riced up. It's just chopped up into rice size pellets, nuggets, you know, and kernels, I think is the word. It's really great. It's a great substitute for rice. So I have that, like a bag of that, pinto beans, diced tomatoes, can't think right now, but I top it all off with garlic and, you know, turmeric. It's a really good spice. Turmeric is a great spice. Stuff like that, man. It's really good. But then, you know, that's not enough protein because that's just pinto beans, and maybe I use a can of those. So I have a protein powder that I use. And I also eat, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes I eat like, chicken sausage, but not much. I hate to tell you this, cause a lot of you guys will think it's kind of wussy, but hey, looks like I'm going vegan. All right. It's the way it looks to me, man. I can't eat meat anymore, man. It's like, you know, I think about how those animals are treated, how they're slaughtered, you know, just forget it. No, I don't want to hear about somebody's hunting exploit. I don't give a shit, you know? People hunt. It's a slow form of torture of an animal hunting. You slowly torture an animal that way. So fuck you and the horse you fucking rode in on. When they make it legal to hunt human beings, count me in, motherfucker. Then I'm all good for that. Boy, I can't wait for that. But until that day arrives, that merciful day arrives, then am I being serious? Yeah, I'm being serious. Take those people that hunt animals, stick their motherfucking ass out there without any weaponry beyond their own speed, their own, you know, guile, their own brains, their own whatever. 3-2 Boston, top of the 5th. Game 1 of the World Series. Hello. Hello, testing. Hello, Phil here, test. Hello. Now, what was that? Good Lord, that was loud. Look at that. Really loud, man.
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I'm not sure if you hear me or I hear you.
You can hear me, right?
I can hear you, yes. But do I hear you?
Do you hear me?
I don't know. Can you tell if I hear you or not?
I think Dave Neener here.
Hi, Phil. Dave Neener here from K-Boy. Well, I think one of the things we're going to be doing is Walking Dead Halloween. Myself and Dave St. John, our morning show host, will be walking around the neighborhood as zombies. And... And hopefully people will see us and, you know, want to contribute some money. It's a ghoul. It's a zombie.
Where's my girl, man? She's not out at all, man. You still, you all right?
Oh, there you are.
Brea, I was just talking about you. Yeah. Come here, Brea. Come on over here. Baby, come on here.
Why'd you gonna go over here? Why'd you go there? You go there?
I was just wondering what happened to this girl, you know? Here she is. Here she is. There's a good girl. There she is. She wants to get onto this desk thing here, see? But if you get there, honey, I won't have any room. I won't have no space. I need for you to go there. That's a good girl. There's another chair I got right here. There you go, Brea. She wants to sit, like, in the big people's chair. She wants to sit here with Pops, you know? But, and then she gets on top of my workspace. And if you know anything about cats, you know that they have places. Once they stake out their place, that's theirs. Nobody fucks with it. So she's staked out this chair, these two spots here, on top of this desk. This is hers. And then that's why you see cats just sitting on a step sometimes. You got to step over them. That's their place. That's their, you know, where they do their thing. How you feeling, Toots? I'm going to take her to the doctor on Thursday, right? If you would have told me, man, 2 years ago I was going to be running a senior center for a cat, I never would have fucking believed you. There's no fucking way. It's too much of a hassle, you know? But there was no way that I was going to turn this cat back. Once I got her and they said to me, it's a senior, I didn't understand what that meant. I said, well, it's just an older cat. I've had old cats before. This cat would have problems, you know? And then I'm like, well, there ain't no way I'm sending her back to rescue, and I'm sure as fuck not putting her down, so... By put her down, I didn't, like, look at her and point at her and laugh at her and shit. But also, you know, have her put down the bad way. I'm tickling you, man. Ha, 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 you're ugly, Brea. See, I just put her down there, but that's not too bad. Plus, it isn't true. You know, you're not ugly.
You ain't ugly like me. You just have scars. It's just that we both have scars. When I said I didn't want a free one, I didn't mean I didn't want a free one with you.
This is Clint Eastwood in The Unforgiven. He's talking to a prostitute. Her face was cut up by a cowboy. She said, well, you can have a free one. I didn't mean with me, because she doesn't think that he wants to have sex with her. And then he realizes that she's feeling, you know, kind of bad. He says, I didn't mean that, you know, when he turned her down, it's because he's has the memory of his wife, not because she has scars on her face. I didn't mean to say that you... It just, you know, as they say that, well, if I was to have a free one, I'd rather have it with you than with them other ones. He goes, you ain't ugly like me. It's just that we both have scars, is the line. I think it's a very beautiful little scene. I think it's very nicely done, nicely acted. And it's from the movie Unforgiven, which was Clint Eastwood's great Academy Award winning tour de force as a director. I don't know if he won for actor. I doubt it, but yeah, he did. Did he? No, they won best picture and they won director. I don't think he won fucking actor. Impossible. Listen to me. It's impossible. No, I don't know. Maybe he did, but that was a big year for him with that movie. And they won for editing. The movie won a lot of fucking... I know they won for editing. Joel Cox won for picture. One for director. I have to go back and look. But I think it's a great movie. You know, I think it's a great movie. And Dodgers, what? They tie it up? Just, it looks like they just drove one right over top of the pitcher's head. Yeah, tied up, baby. Two outs and a man on. And here comes Bellinger. This is bound to be a bad thing.
Brea, honey. You gotta sit there.
You sit right on that chair there, okay? You can't come here and you can't get up here. No, 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 no. I need for you to just be on your chair there. Yeah. I can't stop this feeling. Another cup of wine. Well, you can't really see her. Let's see. fun sitting here, can't you? I know, but you can't sit here, honey. You got to stay in that chair there. Okay? You got to stay there. All right. She's going to pop over here as sure as God made green apples. I'll be in the middle of something. You'll see this cat just... that's what I brought this other chair in here for. Bottom of the fifth. 5-3-3. I saw some Red Sox fan mouthing off. I wish I keep track of half of these guys, man. I'd love to go back and see what they have to say afterwards. No, honey, you can't. You know, you got to stay there. Bray, Bray, you need to stay there. Baby, you can't sit with me tonight, okay? No, honey, you got to stay there. Bray, you have to stay here. Okay? You got to stay there, babe. Good girl. Good girl, you stay there. She keeps trying to want to come over here and sit on my lap. Yeah, you have to stay there, baby, okay? Good girl, good girl. When I get done, then you can come on over here. No, baby, can't come here. I'm hooked on a feeling. No, Brea, no, you can't stay. Brea, you have to stay there, honey. You can't sit with Pops, okay? Mm-mm, honey, you can't come here. God, it's fucking hotter than fuck. Can't turn this. And that's the other thing. I can turn the air conditioner on because she gets cold because she's an old lady, you know. The whole thing has just been thrown into flux. But you can't come here, honey, because Dad's got to work, okay? Do you want to get down? Do you want to get down here? Do you want to get down here? No, because, honey, I can't let you up here. No, Brea. See, look at this shit. God damn it. I ain't going to be able to get shit done, man, with this. Brea, no, you can't go here, man. Fuck. Look at this shit. Oh, Christ almighty. You see, wants to sit here. But you can't fuck with my goddamn mouse then, dude. Ay, 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 fucking yay. Here. So look at this. There she is right there. The mouse is here for this production machine. That's the thing that fucks me up the most. Now she's walking over on it. Why don't you go ahead and lay down here, huh? So this is the way it's going to be, huh? You think you're going to just sit there? Brea, you ain't going to be comfortable doing that, man. What the fuck is going on here? Testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing.
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, this is Dave Neener, and we're going to be out there this weekend in the neighborhoods around Boyster. We'll be in First Neighborhood, and we'll be along the Flood Control Channel, too. Myself and Kenton Delman does mornings here on K-Boy. And we'll be in the Walking Dead costumes.
Why don't you come over here? It's way better, Brea. Way fucking more open over here. Come on, Brea. Come on. That's way better, man. Sitting over here is nowhere, man. That's a dead end, baby. That's a dead end in life. You don't want that, Brea. That's life's dead end, man, sitting over here on my right-hand side. You deserve more out of life, okay? You've got something better going on than that. But no, you want to sit over here and all the garbagey shit that's over here, man? You could be over here where it's nice and clear and wide open. See the TV real good. What the hell is this? There's another base hit. Two on. No out. Bottom of the fifth. There goes Roberts, man. That's it for Boy Wonder. Who's coming in? Oh, is that guy, what's his name? Hill? 3 earned runs, I don't know, 5 innings. All right, let's see. What are we going to do here, man?
Right.
Hi, yes, sir. Well, well, you'd come into our neighborhood, and the reason why I understand, I know who you are, because I was visiting a cousin of mine. Well, the idea, well, first of all, there was a person.
Yes, you were in our neighborhood, and I saw you approach a young woman, and you went to do one of these fake bites on her neck.
That's correct. It was a young lady.
Well, hold on. She says you licked her neck.
Now, what happened was, as I approached the young, you have to understand, Phil, you're in character as one of the Walking Dead, so you're You're in character as one of the Walking Dead, so you're trying to bite the nag. You understand that?
Yes.
All right, and so...
Oh, yes, I was in...
Right, well, I was... Right, well, I live there in the neighborhood, the first neighborhood.
Yes, I live in the neighborhood there, the first neighborhood. And that was...
Yeah.
Well, I live in the first neighborhood there. Yeah, you know, I live in the first neighborhood there. It's okay. It's out of sight. Like, yeah. No, well, it's okay because we've only lived there for a few days. But we've only lived there for a few days.
Well, tell me what happened.
Well, it wasn't that I was not familiar with this man who came up to my daughter and tried to bite her on the neck or on the arm.
I didn't try to bite her on the neck.
Well, yes, that's what she said you tried to do.
No, what I was trying to do is I went, I was doing The Walking Dead.
I don't know what this Walking Dead is.
It's a TV show. You know, who's this pitcher? Madsen. Well, I tell you what, man, being a relief pitcher, who fucking needs that? I don't imagine it's a position that anybody aspires to. It's like we've already got our starters, so we're going to need you out of the bullpen, that kind of shit, you know. Oh, nice curveball. That was a great curveball. Like a, well, it was a screwball, but it was. Inside out, another screwball. 95 mile an hour, swing and a miss, 0-2. Wow. Bags are full. Okay. OJ. Fan that motherfucker. Now with the bags full and one out, you can go for the double play. Look at that fucking inside out screwball. That's a hell of a pitch. It's a hell of a goddamn pitch.
I made all records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function in a binary.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. 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 Testing.
We ain't even testing 1, 2. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I gotta open, it's just a ghost.